Hello, gentle Patreon subscriber, and welcome to another edition of Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Steven Sadek and Eric Siska. We're talking today about Marvel Comics Spider-Man, the episode in question, Neogenic Nightmare, Chapter 7, Enter the Punisher. Original air date, November the 3rd, 1995. What a title.
This was kind of the problem for the of this show for me, which I watched constantly.
Totally. Tons of this show.
This is the first episode I've ever seen.
Get out of town.
What
are you kidding
doing?
Me?
I set my VCR to watch this television show.
If you've heard We Ate Movies, you would know that my parents had the Playboy channel.
So you're watching pornography.
Yes.
At Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. You're waking up eating Cheerios. Yes. Pornography.
You got to take it when you can get it, man. Maybe his parents were out and about.
Soft core.
Oh, I know.
You wait for the sun to go down for the hard stuff.
And then a little tumbler of whiskey. No, so the problem with this show was the long story arcs.
Like they big time.
You know what? You got 30 minutes as a cartoon. Just tell me what it is. You can get a two-parter in there, maybe a three-parter here
every
and there.
Now and again. But this was like
a lot of
most of it is a multi-part show.
A lot of shows did this, right? Didn't DuckTales do this a bit or something?
the chapters upon chapters?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I
remember them being a little more like week to week.
Operatic.
Kind of thing. I mean, this is, first of all, it's chapter 7.
Of like 16. There's like 16 chapters.
And this
Wait,
shit.
Of just this storyline?
Of just this storyline.
Of
about
this
him,
neogenic like, nightmare.
God, that's so stupid.
See, like you're tuning like in a comic, you know, and I get that because that's what comic books are, like, right? You have a big arc and that's what a trade paperback is, and da 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 da. And it's cool to like kind of flesh this out. But also, clearly by this episode, you can tell they're just padding this runtime out a little bit. They tell Spider-Man's origin again.
Oh, dude, we get a flashback, and he's doing the whole thing.
Wait, this is probably in every episode of this show.
Yeah, right? He just is like, oh, man, I do remember that one time when I was wrestling.
And this is, it's like the seventh episode of the second season. Boy, do we know how Spider-Man came to be. And he's going through the whole thing. When I first got my powers, I used them for wrestling. The fucking thief robbed my house and killed Uncle Ben.
Wrestlers find that a bit offensive? Like, hey, brother, I don't have to save the whole goddamn world. Look, it's okay just to wrestle. I'm not a policeman.
The only training I have is in wrestling.
Yeah, it's faker than this cartoon.
It is dangerous for me to get in the middle of a heist of some kind. Like everyone's like, hey, Hulkster, get in the middle.
They just assume because I got big muscles, I like guns. Guess what? I hate guns.
Ooh, yeah. I'm just going to let you rob that bank. I didn't see nothing.
The Undertaker's not going to lift a finger at this attempted robbery.
And Chris Benoit's just killing his family in the background.
Oh, Lord in heaven. Y2J will be driving away.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody else. Oh, man, that fucking attitude era, dude.
Oh,
we could
man,
do those
I could do
for
that
ages.
Forever, man. Like, that's it. Yeah.
It's like someone's about to get robbed, and then there's a glass breaking sound, and someone's like, fuck yeah, Stone Cold. But it turned out it was just a homeless man throwing bottles, and nobody came to their aid because it's not a wrestler's responsibility.
Finally, The Rock has returned to the police helpline. Because I am afraid, and there's someone in my house. Please send an officer. Officer in pursuit. Like,
a trained officer, please go ahead.
Yeah, the idea that a wrestler just has to get, like, hey, man, you can, that's the thing. I love that part in all the adaptations. It's like the cop is like, you know, you really could have stopped him. Hey, that guy was right there. You could have stopped him.
Wait, that happens to wrestlers?
Well, no, it's to Spider-Man. When like Spider-Man's like putting all of his loot, his wrestling money or whatever.
You know, Spider-Man is, you know, well, I guess he didn't become a vigilante yet.
This is the motivation for him becoming said vigilante.
Right, yeah, because that's when he gets the death wish.
That's exactly
starts
right.
Starts riding the subway looking for trouble.
So in the previously, what we're going on with... Spider-Man has some sort of a serum, or he's got a disease. I think he's turning into a mutant.
Yeah, it's a weird. So yeah, in our previously
this
on
is
Spider-Man,
disgusting and so wrong.
It's like it's The Fly, actually.
Yeah, it's David Cronenberg's The Spider-Man.
It's Peter Parker, this dude, Michael Morbius, who I guess is a scientist.
Michael
of some
Moore.
Kind. I kept
Michael
thinking,
Moore?
I kept thinking they were saying Michael Moore
the
whole
time.
Hi,
I'm Michael Moore, the living vampire.
I thought you were the Blob.
Oh, bravo. So it's like, you know, previously on Spider-Man, some dude was like, you're going to get funding for your science experiment or whatever. Spider-Man or Peter Parker takes some serum. He grows to have six arms.
This is pretty gross.
Mm-hmm. It's disgusting to look at this.
Shiva the Destroyer.
Seriously, it's so weird.
It's
so,
a little uncomfortable. And Michael Morbius turns into a vampire, turned into the comic book character Morbius, the living vampire, or Michael Moore, the living vampire.
You know, there's not a lot of undead in Flint, Michigan, and it's my job to bring the undead back to Flint, Michigan.
Let's watch this woman kill a rabbit.
And I'll drink the blood. Nom, 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 nom. Nom, 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 nom.
My favorite book is Bunnicula.
The thing is that everywhere else in the world, they have the cure for vampirism. But in America, the big corporations keep it, you know?
You know, in French elementary schools, they have a really great free lunch and a cure for vampirism. Right in the nurse's office. It's right there. What's wrong with America? Hmm.
So Morbius is on the loose, and we open on Spider-Man in his bedroom, and he grows six arms, and he's like, oh shit.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And one of the most unintentionally disgusting lines happens here. I kind of had a chuckle about it, because like Aunt May comes a-calling, and he's like, oh, fuck, and he like jumps out the window, like onto the roof and whatnot, and Aunt May comes in, and she's like, Peter, are you back there? Are you developing your pictures? And I was like, oh, man, Aunt May. Yeah, watch where you step, lady.
Dude, man, he's got fucking like six arms to jerk off with, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to try every arm, right?
Try every
arm. Yeah, you got to try every arm and every hole.
Like, get two strangers going at the same time.
Two strangers?
You're sitting on, you sit on your arm.
Oh, yeah, you're manipulating an asshole with both your right and left hand.
And until they fall asleep, and then you bring it back around for the fucking stranger touch. But you got all
the stranger arms. Just came to town.
You got all these arms. It's like it would be so much better if he grew a bunch of dicks too to go with him.
I would prefer one huge cock to six arms.
Yeah, well, yeah, I but of course.
So. No, I just mean watching it in this cartoon. Yeah. I mean, IRL, well, sure.
Dude, what about like six cocks?
No.
Like fucking like.
Nope.
Like,
nope,
like
nope.
String cheese got cut in half a bunch of.
I don't need my crotch to look like Medusa's hair.
It'd be kind of cool, man. It's like a fucking nest. Don't go near the nest.
You're going to get bit.
So Mary Jane calls him, too, and she's like, hey, Parker. And like, she is always throwing herself at him every fucking time.
The Mary Jane in this cartoon is very much a Tex Avery character. Mm-hmm. Like, she's very much like, Peter Parker, big boy.
Yeah, she's like, calling him Tiger left. Like, it's one thing to call him Tiger every so often, but like every word you're calling him Tiger, it's kind of weird.
She's like starting every sentence with Tiger.
And it's like, you know what, dude, just go over there and fuck that chick. And also, by the way, I think she's probably into the six arm thing. I'm just saying, if she's letting you
true.
Yeah. All the digital manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
She likes being held down. She might.
I don't know. Maybe. Sure.
Don't kink shame. We got in trouble for that before.
We did. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
What happened?
Oh, I think I saw some comment on the internet because we mentioned BDSM. Just because we mention it doesn't mean we're saying it's bad.
No, of course
it's good.
Not. Yeah.
If that's your thing, it's good, man. Whip that ass.
Whip that ass? With six arms. Spider-Man with six arms. My
dude,
God.
Man.
The spanking you could get.
Oh, my God. You get all these paddle boards. I'm like that, man.
So she calls him, and he says he has to do this like Spider-Man thing where it's like, oh, this hot babe is calling, but I have Spider-Man shit, so I can't fuck.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, sorry, MJ, my hands are full. And it's like, are you, I'm sorry, you're jerking off right now?
Yeah. What tasks are you juggling exactly, Peter?
Yeah.
Don't do a double entendre when you're trying to gently put somebody down.
I got to go to work.
Exactly.
Chris Cabin's famous, I got to take a shit. Or like, I have diarrhea.
Aunt May has diarrhea. Oh my God, Aunt May has, I got to.
Why would that make a difference?
Well, no, you just be like, look.
I'm changing her diaper. I can't go out.
Exactly. You have like, look, last night we had a huge mess over here. We're trying to get Aunt May into diapers. It's a really big thing. And I mean, like, it's humiliating. It's going to be a couple weeks before I can see it.
Listen, yeah. I'm going to be fully honest with you. Gwen's over here. Brock is here.
<We're> all-
I don't want you to see this.
She had food poisoning. She's throwing up as well. I don't know if I mentioned that. So we got to get her, like, a face diaper.
She might, I mean, like, she really might be in a
face diaper.
She might be in a hospice at the end of the week. We're hoping it's touch and go right now, Aunt May. That would always be my thing, is Aunt May is sick.
Aunt May is so sick. She's just puking and shitting herself, but she's got these sad eyes that tell everything.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, when her and Uncle Ben came from the old country, this is not how she thought.
She's looking at you with the sad eyes, and she wants to communicate, but she can't because of the face diaper.
And like, she's next door, and she's like, Aunt May vacuuming. And she's like, what? Tiger, I can see your aunt. She looks pretty virile to me.
Oh, no. That diaper is full.
She puts on a show for the people in front of the window. It's sad. That vacuum is full of shit and vomit. She's just been putting it in the... She's vacuuming it up as she pukes and goes along.
It's terrible. I feel really bad.
Man, what an excuse.
It's better than my hands are full. Bye.
Yeah, that's actually true. I'd rather tell someone that my grandmother had multiple fucking diarrhea and vomit attacks.
And then she's vacuuming up the vomit and diarrhea.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a wet dry vac.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Yeah, dude.
The Punisher shows up.
He rolls right into town.
It's your classic, like, everybody. Michael Morbius is a living vampire. And also, the funny thing is, like,
he looks like a dog.
He does.
It looks really shitty.
Nose. And the problem with this cartoon, the animation, I'm not crazy about. I think, Eric, you enjoyed it.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
For me, I like it too, but it's. Yeah. Really, just because it's like evoking the nostalgia.
Sure. Exactly. I like that, the way the X-Men cartoon is.
I love the X-Men.
What is the difference?
I don't know. There's a difference. I mean, the color is a problem because they can't get blacks in this. Like, Michael Morbius is supposed to be wearing a black coat, but it's like, oh, here's this like turquoise blue color.
Okay, so your beef is it's not true to the comics.
The same thing with the Punisher. He's walking around in a sky blue like turtleneck.
What is
maybe
with that?
Maybe it's fucking summer. Maybe it's fucking bust. You know, maybe it's after Memorial Day. Have you thought about that?
I think this may have been a thing in the Dolph movie. So I guess maybe it was a comic book thing. I got to tell you guys, this Punisher turquoise headband, it fucking stinks.
What? I'm into it. It's like,
no,
fucking,
he looks like he should be fucking playing bass in Poison.
Well, maybe he did.
I was playing bass in Great White, and the whole stadium went up and my family died, and now I have to go and avenge the...
No, this fucking asshole saw some kid smoking a joint and burned down the fucking place. The Punisher is kind of a shit heel, right?
Oh, he's a narc. He's a total narc.
He sucks. Yeah. He's a real stuffed shirt.
So, like, basically, we open on the Punisher. He's, like, stopping some kidnapping from Jem and the Holograms for some reason. I don't know what this gang is.
I don't... Yeah, this, like, punk rock glam gang. Mm-hmm. It's fucking stupid
and
looking.
And he's trying to kill them, but he doesn't because it's a cartoon. And also, Michael Morbius doesn't, like, actual... It's kind of even grosser, like... Vampires obviously like use their fangs. He doesn't. He has these, like, weird suction things on his hands.
How is this a vampire?
He's a living vampire.
It's like a werewolf that has sucking palms, which maybe you're right. We should get him and Peter together.
Oh man, forget about it.
Totally. Who can hang on the wall longest?
His palms will just fucking suck up your webs. Don't worry about it.
Oh, those are my hands. They're thirsty. I got thirsty hands. Oh,
thirsty hands. Nice. You'll go blind.
Well, no, but that in the comics, he was just a regular vampire. But obviously, like, the idea that a person... they kind of...
He looks like fucking Bebop from fucking Ninja Turtles.
He does, actually. And so they split the difference. He uses his hands, and he doesn't drink blood, Eric. He drinks plasma. He's like, I need plasma.
Ooh. God, that's stupid.
That's cartoon for... blood and cum.
He needs a mixture of blood and cum.
Yeah, he needs the fucking Metallica album cover. What was that? What was that? Load, I think.
Yeah, Load.
Yeah, fuck the 90s.
Welcome back to Fuck the 90s with Mo Rocca.
No, Mo Rocca loved the 90s.
Oh, that's right.
Was he on that?
They all were.
Right, and Michael Ian Black and everyone else.
Mm-hmm. They all
Hal
of them.
Sparks.
Man, that House Sparks, man. Rich from that show.
Oh, man.
Hal, too. I said house, but anyway.
Sparks.
Like the noble house of Sparks.
So can we get into how the Punisher sounds in this? He's like got like a Chicago accent.
Dude, this guy is choking on a deep dish pizza, and I don't know what is going on.
It's Dennis Farina.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, oh, here I am. I'm coming into fucking New York City, Punisher.
What are you, I mean, what? What?
And he's calling Microchip, who's his, like, number one guy there. And he's like, he's also talking to this van, this, like, automated van. Yet. Battle van. Hey, battle van. What's the score of the Cub game, battle van?
Hey, Microchip, make sure you tape that episode of According to Jim for me.
Why don't you pick up some old style on the way? We'll get some Chicago dogs.
Hey, Microchip. You better not use that gift certificate to Portillo's before I get back home. If you get that goddamn fucking dip without me, man, I'm going to be really peeved, huh?
You better not get any mustard on my Blackhawks jersey either.
So, and like Microchip is like his boyfriend. He's like, oh, Frank, I love you, but I wish you wouldn't kill everybody. Like, he's
stop
the fucking
killing.
Punisher. Break up with this dude and be done with it.
Was Microchip always drawn this way?
He's always a fat guy, yeah.
Because the way they draw this Microchip looks like he's got some illegal stuff on his computer.
Yeah, like one browser is Punisher, yep. And another browser you don't want to look at.
Why do you say that?
It's punishment.
He looks like Jared Fogel.
Machine! Machine!
Oh, my God.
That would be great. A Chris Bauer, because we did have Microchip in one, which
played
was
by Wayne Knight.
But for the John Bernthal show, they should get fucking Chris Bauer as Microchip.
Where was the Wayne Knight? Was that Warzone?
Punisher Warzone.
Okay.
Where one of the greatest on-screen deaths I've ever seen is Frank Castle turns an old woman's head around 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Also, that's a... That's a superhero movie directed by a woman.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell the press about that. You know, everyone says Wonder Woman.
That's right. Punisher Warzone happened first.
It did.
Don't tell me it didn't happen. I saw it happen.
Yes, it did.
The problem was not many other people saw it happen.
No.
I think is the idea.
And nobody liked it.
Well, also that. Well, because you have one of the worst performances of all time by a villain. You got Jigsaw by Mac Nutty there, whatever that dude's
name
is.
Yeah, that guy stunk. Dominic West.
He falls in like a recycling facility and just gets cut up in like a glass food processor.
De Blasio, you got to rethink this recycling stuff. Look what happens.
So the Punisher is after Spider-Man like to fix his own image. And Spider-Man's just trying to live. You know what I mean? Like
He's got six arms. It's a real problem.
He's just trying to pound the pud.
So he goes to some scientist, like, hey, lady, how am I going to fix this? And she's like, oh, Spider-Man, it's so weird. You're here. It says on the news, it's like you broke in and kidnapped Michael Morbius. Fucking Spider-Man in this show gets blamed for everything. And there's Michael Morbius hanging out on the side of a building. And everyone's
so stupid.
It's Spider-Man. Oh, look. Wow, it's Spider-Man.
Look at that asshole. Only Spider-Man can fucking climb a building. That must be that fucking Spider-Man asshole. Fuck you, Spidey.
Do you think... to the logical conclusion that Spider-Man would have been blamed for 9/11. J. Jonah Jameson would be like an Alex Jones type.
Of course. Especially the way that first movie was supposed to end. Of course he would have been blamed for
9/11. You see right here in the cloud of smoke here coming off the second tower, you could clearly see that it looks a little like Spider-Man's face. You see that? The cloud, these two clouds here of debris look like Spidey eyes. They got the Spidey eyes.
You know, jet fuel cannot melt steel beams. But you know what can? Web juice.
The web technology.
Catch them in bed with the Green Goblin.
Of course. Yeah.
Worldwide web dot prison plan.
So he goes there. And like, I just feel like the cops are just like, oh my God, there's two Spider-Man. Like, they just will not give it up. Like,
but
how is there three Spider-Man?
This is a thing that you're allowed to do in maybe like within the first three episodes of this. Because like I started watching, it's funny because this whole show is on Hulu and I started watching it from the very beginning, just like it's fucking 12 o'clock, but I don't want to go to bed until 12:30.
It's a totally serviceable show.
Yeah. So I started watching it from the beginning. It's kind of cool because it just starts with him as fucking Spider-Man, yep. Which is what you want.
That's
and he
nice.
fights Lizard like right away. But like eventually the world will know, especially by season 2 episode 7, there is a Spider-Man and also tons of other monsters throughout
hey,
the city.
Fuck you, Spider-Man! You fucking Spider-Man!
Oh, that Spider-Man turned into a lizard!
Fucking lizard Spider-Man, fuck you! Hey, fuck you!
Oh, now you see this? Spider-Man turned into a big ball of electricity. Fuck you, Electro-Spider!
Hey, Spider-Man!
Go Yankees.
Spider-Man turned into fucking Paul O'Neill. You see that fucking home run?
You what? Fucking Queens piece of shit. Fuck the Mets.
I also love how Joe Pantoliano stands in for New York.
Oh, of course, dude. Even though he's Jersey strong, but you know.
But I also love in the Marvel Universe,
from Hoboken.
Everyone's like, oh, fuck, it's Daredevil. Yay, it's Daredevil. Oh, fuck you, Spider-Man. It's like, yep. They're the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same thing, except one's blind.
You can't even tell. It's like, they're. How would you even, like, from afar, you're like, oh, man, that's Spider-Man. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think because Spider-Man can get up a lot higher than Daredevil.
He looks like a little boy. Fuck you. Fuck that little boy. Wait, what am I saying?
Now I'm going to jail. So he fights Morbius, and then the Punisher gets involved, and the Punisher is like trying not to use lethal things because also it's a cartoon and he can't kill anybody.
But this is so
he blows
dumb.
Up a building.
He does.
It's so dumb because like, and listen, like not...
Oh, man, the Punisher blew up Building 7, you're saying?
Yep, definitely.
Checks out. Catch him in bed with a hobgoblin, too. Get all the goblins.
That was a controlled demolition. Punisher was obviously a nickname for NORAD.
NORAD, wow.
Oh, Killery is the Punisher, obviously. Killery Clinton. The Vulture is running a child sex ring operation out of a famous original Ray's pizza basement.
Oh, shit, that might be true.
Oh, that one might be true.
I don't think Comet Ping Pong, but the original Rays in Manhattan, boy, check the basements.
Totally, man. Fucking yes. Vulture Gate. What a shit world we live in.
It's fucking dumpster town, man. We're dumpster diving every day you walk outside your house, man. One day a real rain will come and wash all the scum off the street.
Speaking of the Punisher, there he is right there.
Speaking of the Punisher, Steve, is this in the comic? Why the fuck does Punisher have a jetpack in this?
I don't know. You know, we're trying to sell action figures too, everybody.
Jesus Christ, is that dumb.
Hey, Battle Van, get me my jetpack.
Up and away, Battle Van. Here we go.
It's got to turn into Walter Matthau, but that's
all
right.
Yeah, it's easy to turn that dial a little bit too hard to the Matthau.
Hey, Battle Van, pour water all over Jack Lemmon's stoop. I want to see him slip.
God damn it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this fucking vampire or whatever throws Peter Parker through like a warehouse roof or something. Sure. And Peter Parker, like, starts kind of having signs of a heart attack. Like, it's kind of hilarious.
Wait, just three of his arms tingle?
It's all three on the left-hand side.
It's just this
toast.
It's this cartoon, like, clutching its chest. Yeah. And so, yeah, he has, like, the briefest of brief fights with the Punisher. And he starts, like... He's turning into the fly. I mean, it's like the spider.
Yeah, well, I mean, the quips on this show are not great. I mean, the quips will really put you right to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, it's right in the middle of all this fighting. Like, the Punisher kind of gets him in this lame net for a second, and then he breaks out of it, and he gets the Punisher, like, webbed against a wall.
Yeah.
And this is where they bother to stick this flashback.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is right here.
Because I feel like one of the animation reels from Korea, like, just went missing. Like,
lost
the FedEx
the
box. Yeah, they're like, shit, what about that other fight with the Kingpin shows up? Oh, we're not going to do... Okay, just do the origin again.
They had that origin on backup a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So then he fights the vampire or whatever. But then he's, like, his hand... One is, like, the main hands, the real hands, I guess. You see them, like... burst into these claw-looking things.
He turns into what they call the man spider.
Oh, no. That's a real thing from the comics?
Oh, yeah. This show was...
Is this when he gets pubes?
Yeah, that's how he went through puberty. I think it was a very long puberty metaphor.
Spider pubes.
All right, what... it's hard to do Stan Lee out of nowhere. So I was smoking a joint with a spider, and I was like, wait, that's a lot hairier than Spider-Man. And then I was like, maybe I should change Spider-Man.
Then I was like, wait a second, do spiders have pubes or what?
Hey, fuck you, spider pubes!
Hey, fuck you, Stanley.
Hey, what? What am I doing? Who are you?
Fuck you. I saw you feeding those ducks. Fucking asshole. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York.
So I'm 89 years old. I'm on the train. So clearly I have three shopping Dwayne Reed bags filled with newspapers. And people are cursing at me.
Whatever, my papers need seats too.
Man, spreading asshole.
I don't care that I'm taking up too much room. Who are you?
I gotta go to Lincoln Center. I got my peanut butter sandwich already.
Oh God, these people. Yep. You know what? Yep. Talk about assisted suicide. Yep. You gotta put these people down. You don't get to go to the opera.
They got the money for Kevorkian.
Just stay in your apartment until a pile of newspapers kills you.
That's what it is. It's like, actually, Stanley is obviously richer than God himself.
Yeah.
So like, and he's classy. You know, he's a very classy old man. But like, he has that old man compulsion. So he's got like all these newspaper bags like in his apartment in a closet. He's like, I don't know. It just kind of makes me feel good.
Someday, boys. Someday I'm going to let you all out. We're going to go for a walk in the park. Me and all my bags.
Man, I do got to say, there is a problem with the opera, and there is a problem with the wardrobe at the opera. It's across the board.
Oh, yeah.
You got slobs and snobs, and you got old people confused and old people dressed up like it's the Gilded Age.
Yeah, it's a real cross-section of society.
What is going on? Like, can we get somewhat on the same page?
You got people who are dressed like they sleep in a dump, and then people who are dressed like they're from the future.
Right.
And you know what, though? The people that's dressed like they sleep in the dump, those are the richest ones of them
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Because they're hoarders and they're famously cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's eating the tuna fish sandwich on those benches outside.
Yep, that's why we're all in the family circus, the fucking top level of this fucking thing.
Oh, and it's fucking, it's Lincoln Plaza Movie Theater. Yep, it's downtown at Film Forum. These old people.
Film Forum is my goodness, it's a moth closet.
Dude, I can't even go there. They do great programs. I don't go there because I always have a terrible time. Not with anything to do with the movie theater, but it's always the fucking old people that are there.
Yeah,
I can't do it. Bad
audience.
I cannot do it.
Bad audience.
Can't do it. Not going to do it.
That's bad audience.
Get your fucking garbage bags and go back to your apartment and fucking die quietly.
You'll see them in Moving Image and other places too. They migrate. You know, it's like...
It's Spider-Man and MJ are going to Film Forum, right? And it's just like, oh, cool, a retrospective taking of Pelham 1-2-3, MJ. That'd be great. Taking a night off from being Spider-Man. Oh, no, it's the Vulture. Oh, no, it's the Vulture. Oh, no, it's the Vulture.
Hey, Spider-Man, lick my bunghole, motherfucker.
God, I can't go anywhere. I should move to Boston.
Oh, sick, Spider-Man. You're in Boston now?
Oh, shit. The web slinger himself, he's here. He's going to save us all.
Oh, you want to go to Fenway? I mean, Clan Rally?
Same derf.
So we end, because this is part one of 1,000, on a to be continued of this man spider just roaring.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm ready to tune in next week.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You better believe it.
You gonna wait a week?
Well, no. I mean, in 1995, I was ready
to
wait a week.
We should just relive 1995 by the rules.
Oh,
only
fuck.
Watch, like, pretend it's June or what is it now? July.
Yeah, July.
1995, you can only watch shit in order of release to the theater and on television.
That would be great if you could search on like IMDb or some shit, like on this day, what television shows aired for the first time.
Right. Movies released, like do it.
Relive the lineup, man. Mm-hmm. Like relive that must-see TV.
Be a fucking maniac.
Yeah, dude, you are having your dog talk to you and you are talking back to that dog.
You're wearing the baggiest pants possible.
I gotta say, like a thing, I've stopped... mostly collecting VHS tapes from thrift stores for the most part.
Mostly.
But the crown jewel was when I found this TV tape. It was just an unmarked tape. I was like, I'll buy it. $2. It was
7 days.
No, it was a must-see TV lineup from fucking 1990. God knows what.
Whoa.
All the commercials. We went time traveling that night, my friend.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's when you want Mary Jane by your side.
Totally. The redhead and otherwise.
Hey, what's your Spider-Man's girlfriend's name going to be? No, I have an idea. Karen.
And then Jack Kirby was like, oh, fucking... That would be Steve Ditko. Sorry, everybody. Stop tweeting. It's Steve Ditko.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
No. I actually really like this show. I haven't watched it in a long time because I'm an adult man. But
That doesn't mean anything.
No, no, it doesn't. No, I like the show.
Hey, fuck you, adult man!
The mid-90s was kind of a bit of a renaissance for superhero cartoon programming. You had your Batman the Animated Series.
That's the gold standard. The crown jewel.
You had the X-Men show. You had this show. You had the Superman show, which I really enjoy. Justice League's a little bit later, so that doesn't count, even though that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, there was good stuff on the air. You go over the UPN, then you had all the shit Marvel shows. You had fucking the Iron Man show with James Avery as a war machine.
That was terrible.
Tony, what are we doing?
I never saw this. We should do it on the show.
We should.
We should, because you had that. You had a Fantastic Four TV show. But that, I think, was that Fox?
No, that was all on UPN.
I didn't.
Like a solo Silver Surfer cartoon that was lumped into that
I had Playboy. I did not have UPN. So I missed out on a lot.
I missed out on Homeboys in Outer Space.
Yeah, excuse me?
You never watched Homeboys in Outer Space?
No, I don't know what this is.
Oh.
This is also why I didn't see a lot of Star Trek growing up, because a lot of it aired on UPN, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The syndication channel.
Yeah, I did not see so.
Interesting. So were you embarrassed?
No, I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of wanted to start back, because like the episode before this, I think, also introduces the Punisher doing things.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's just got Morbius in it, because this is the first of the Punisher. Oh,
okay.
Enter the Punisher.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you're right. But the vampire.
Yes, the
thing
vampire
is
comes
here.
In, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think we've got a culmination in this next episode. So I don't know. I think I'm going to have to keep going. I was not embarrassed. It reminded me that I did like this show.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been watching it for a little bit here and there.
I will say that Venom, the intro Venom run there is like three episodes. It's
yeah.
Really, it's a prime piece.
What's kind of interesting about the theme song, just really quickly.
Oh, the theme song is awesome.
We're fucking, just the guitar is wailing and it's amazing. But also, you're going through the rogues gallery and whatnot, but the last image you see before the title card comes up is Venom.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I was like,
is this the Venom show?
Yeah, well, like, you know, Spider-Man's got to float towards the camera, right?
Yeah, but it was the 90s, man. We loved Venom. We loved him.
Oh, he was on all sorts of t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That's Animation Damnation. From Marvel Comics Spider-Man, Neogenic Nightmare Chapter 7, Enter the Punisher. Man, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for subscribing to the Patreon. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jubin.
Oh, by the way, sorry.
Whoa.
I just want to say, because people are going to ask this question a lot, there will be a full slate of Patreon content in August.
That's right.
You will have a Nexus. You will have a, what do you call it there? An
Animation Damnation.
You will have a Big Daddy Dispatch. And that, you know, you will get your benefits. Mm-hmm. Everything else will be off. It'll be reruns.
Doing our reruns as always.
But this will be new stuff in August.
Right. Thank you for being a patron. Yeah. And I am Eric Siska.
That's right. So until next time, he's Eric Siska. I'm Andrew Jupin.
And I'm Steven Sadek. And we're out
of
order.
And fuck you, Spider-Man.